about 702.
Go to primemediaplus.com.
Okay, so we've covered your pockets there. It sounds like a fantastic read. I haven't been able to get my hand on it, but I've been reading quite a bit of bump behind it, and good to get it firsthand from him. And it's a man who certainly knows his stuff, as is our next guest, author Pastor Thando Melane. A very good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
There's no need to complain, still on Monday.
absolutely not. I mean, we played one of those songs about, you know, Mondays and the fact that it's a bit of a miserable day. But you know what, yeah. I mean, at least it's kicking off a week and we are alive, right?
Yeah, we are.
All right, let me just tell the listeners a little bit about you if they haven't heard from you before. In addition to being a businessman, Thando Melane is a preacher, an author, a speaker, a coach, mentor, facilitator, dynamic educator, natural ability to make ideas understandable so that students feel empowered and transformed. So tell us about your latest book.
My latest book is on wisdom principles for daily living. It is set on the need for wisdom today. Mm-hmm. We live in an age of knowledge, where we almost know everything now.
But we're not wise.
But we are in an age where we have more suicide than any other age. Mm. We have more death or violence than any other age. My whole thesis then is on, actually, our problem is not knowledge. Our problem is wisdom. And wisdom, by definition, then would mean three things. One would mean that we must clearly distinguish between wisdom and knowledge. And get me right, knowledge is extremely important. But knowledge by itself is not the be it all. Mm. Unto your knowledge, you need to add strong dosage of wisdom. And so wisdom by definition is how to be successful in life. Wisdom by definition is practical outworking of your life. So in other words, by practical outworking is that knowledge is a head thing. Wisdom is doing that which is in the head. Mm. And the third one, wisdom is based on experience. Okay? So Africans say you can only ask for guidance to those who have traveled and are in front of you. Okay. Mm. That's why Africans speaks about when there's a rite of passage or they are taking you to another level, they will have words of wisdom for you. And that words of wisdom would not be coming from your pals, but they'll be coming from someone older who has gone before you in whatever road you are going to traverse. And they then speak to you based on experience. Mm-hmm. And so the issue, I am a human practitioner. One of the things that I do, and I deal with these issues, but also these are the issues that I think about. As I said, our problem is not what we know. Our problem is what we do with what we know. Mm. I find that relationships, they don't fail, not because people they don't know. They fail because people they don't do what they know. Okay? And not only that, our country is not in the problem that we are in now We don't have a problem of lead shedding because there are no engineers. There are no people who do have MBAs. We have a problem that those who are engineers and have MBAs are unnecessarily not able to apply wisdom. Mm. Wisdom will be practical, remember. Mm. Wisdom will be integrity. Wisdom will be what you do when no one sees you. Wisdom.
And I guess it's not really age relevant either. Is
no,
it?
In fact, there are 60-year-olds who are bypassed by 26-year-olds because they do not have wisdom. Mm. Okay, families are break because there is no wisdom that they are doing. And so the whole book is based on how do you live wisdom on daily basis, both as an individual, how do you do it in a family setting, how do you apply it and live it out in a work environment or business environment, how do you work it out in a community and in the society as a whole. Okay, so that's what the book is based on.
It sounds lovely, and it really is a good idea. And you're absolutely right. I think, you know, wisdom is lacking, and I should imagine that you had quite a few people that you look up to that you could tap. Living ones, obviously, the wisdom and the sort of impact it can make on our world.
Yes, it is because the whole issue what bothers me is that we don't go amiss not because we don't know. Mm. We do know. Remember, there's a big chasm between what you know and what you apply in your lives, in our lives rather. And wisdom, it bridges that chasm.
Tunde Melane, you know, time is suddenly, you were so engaging, it's just I looked up and I'm going to have to cut you short because we're going to have to end the program. Chad says, lovely conversation, loves the idea of wisdom and wishes that we could include it more, particularly understanding, practice, learning and unlearning and awareness. Tunde Melane, let's hope everyone goes out and buys your book, Key Wisdom, Principles for Daily Living. And thank you very much for talking to us.
Bless you.
Join us.
Let's walk the talk.
This is 702.